It is December 8th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Trebu Bland, Senior Vice President, Futures Markets at ICE, has written a paper titled Why Financial Participants Matter to the Commodity Markets. The chapter topics of the paper include how derivatives work and participation in the derivatives markets. I like exposing speculation myths, and the last one, attacks on speculators during the financial crisis. It looks like a must read. Don't forget to nominate someone to the FIA Hall of Fame who has contributed greatly during their career to the listed and cleared derivatives industry. You can make a nomination on the FIA website by clicking on a link in today's newsletter and following the instructions. The headline of the day is from Business Insider, and it is SEC Chief Gary Gensler says crypto platforms need to, quote, come into compliance, unquote, or face the regulators' wrath. CoinDesk's Nicholas D. is reporting that the Senate Banking Committee will subpoena FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried if he does not testify voluntarily. Of course, my expectation is that the boy genius would plead the fifth, ironically, on the advice of counsel. Bloomberg points out in a story by Rich Miller that the Federal Reserve is deflating financial bubbles without a crash. The story refers to the cryptocurrency market, which was once valued at $3 trillion and now has shrunk by more than two-thirds. It says investor-favored technology stocks have tumbled by more than 50% in value, and the red-hot housing prices are falling for the first time in 10 years. The NFA seems to be trying to start a fight. They created a video titled, We Include It All, that is about what is the best pizza. There was one sane person in the video who said Lou Malnati's was the favorite pizza, which is the best pizza. Oh, because I say it is. Actually, we had one of these what is the best pizza discussions going at a MarketsWiki education event we did in New York at NASDAQ several years ago. NASDAQ ordered pizza for lunch, and with my son Robbie there to extol the quality of deep dish pizza and perhaps take a shot or two at what they called pizza in New York, it created a spirited discussion. Alistair McBarnett is starting a new position as president at Macquarie Futures USA, Inc. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is hiring for a chief risk and strategy officer, it's an attorney position, in the Division of Examinations located in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, PA, or New York, New York, and is open to U.S. citizens. Is Elon Musk the hero of the First Amendment and free speech, or is he Big Brother in the making? The latest information source he is interested in buying was Wikipedia, according to a Business Insider story titled, Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales told Elon Musk it's not for sale after Twitter owner accused the encyclopedia of having a left-wing bias. I'm coming to downtown Chicago today for lunch for the first time since my hip replacement operation. I've been to downtown Chicago for FIA Expo and for family events, but this is a first otherwise. I am not surprised by the number one clicked story yesterday about women turning to sex work, but I am disappointed. I was actually disappointed in the Financial Times for writing that story in the first place. I would have liked to have been part of the conversation with the editor and the reporter who made the story the big read of the day for the FT. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our FIA Expo 2022 coverage. catching up with Baton Systems at FIA Expo 2022. President Jerome Kemp talks customer growth. JLN interviewed Jerome Kemp, president of Baton Systems at FIA Expo 2022. JLN asked Kemp what Baton has been up to since we interviewed him last March at the FIA Boca Conference. You watch this video on johnlothianews.com. Here's a story from Business Insider. Ticketmaster botching of Taylor Swift ticket sales converted more Gen Zers into anti-monopolists overnight than anything I could have done, FTC chair says. The head of the Federal Trade Commission understands Swifties' antitrust concerns all too well. Lena Khan, who chairs the agency, said on Tuesday that Ticketmaster's now infamous presale for Taylor Swift's highly anticipated Eras tour ended up converting more Gen Zers into anti-monopolists overnight than anything I could have done. My comment. That was a Swift conversion. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Exposure to white supremacist ideologies in online games surged in 2022. 20% of adults, 15% of teens reported confronting such content. Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto among games cited for views. White supremacist ideas gained significant exposure through online video games this year, particularly among adults, according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League. One in five adults reported being confronted with white supremacist ideologies, more than double the rate a year earlier. At the same time, 50% of teen and preteen gamers surveyed they interacted with people who believe that white people are superior to people of other races and that white people should be in charge, according to the report. My comment, we need to stop playing games with hate in them. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Swiss Christmas market offers $262 hot dog. Holiday travelers with a tooth for the expensive might want to go to Lucerne in Switzerland this year. The Christmas market of the lakeside city offers what its maker claims to be the world's most expensive hot dog. While regular consumers throughout the world see their disposable incomes dwindle with inflation, the Swiss can still enjoy a sausage of Japanese Kobe beef in a saffron-flavored bun topped with Alba white truffle, foam of French champagne, chocolate crumble, and a gold-plated peppercorn. Price tag, 250 Swiss francs or $262. My comment, I think I've figured out the source of our inflation problems. Here's another story, this from the Financial Times. Is there no shame anymore? Sam Bankman-Fried's mere embarrassment at the collapse of FTX is a symptom of our inability to find shared moral values. The story by Jemima Kelly. Sam Bankman-Fried has seemed very keen to get one thing across in the media blitz he embarked upon last week. It's not so much about owning up to having done anything unethical or unlawful or not knowingly anyway. It's more that he wants us to know that he finds himself in a particularly uncomfortable emotional state. Embarrassment. My comment. I think it has something to do with hairstyle. Here's the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story Wednesday was the Financial Times, the women turning to sex work to make ends meet. Second was a tie between we can't just sit back and let crypto burn, a commentary from former CFTC chairman Timothy Massad, and Germany conducts nationwide raid to thwart right-wing extremists planning coup from Bloomberg. Third was the MarketsWiki Education short video, Julie Armstrong, It's All About the Reach, from John Lothian News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the New York Times, the headline, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is said to face market manipulation inquiry. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether Sam Bankman-Fried and his hedge fund orchestrated trades in a way that led to the collapse of two cryptocurrencies in May. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether FTX's founder Sam Bankman-Fried manipulated the market for two cryptocurrencies this past spring, leading to their collapse and creating a domino effect that eventually caused the implosion of his own cryptocurrency exchange last month, according to two people with knowledge of the matter. U.S. prosecutors in Manhattan are examining the possibility that Mr. Bankman-Fried steered the prices of two interlinked currencies, Terra USD and Luna, to benefit the entities he controlled, including FTX and Alameda Research, a hedge fund he co-founded and owned, the people said. And then here's this, another story, this one from Bloomberg. LME draws takeover interest from rivals after nickel crisis. ICE expressed interest in LME earlier this year, was rebuffed. CME is focusing on its business, but may be interested later. The London Metal Exchange has attracted takeover interest from rivals as the historic institution wrestles with its futures in the wake of March's nickel crisis. Intercontinental Exchange made an approach to buy the LME earlier this year from owner Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, according to people familiar with the matter. While ICE was rebuffed, it may try again in the future, said the people, who asked not to be identified, discussing private information. CME Group Inc. doesn't believe the LME is for sale and is focused on its own metals business, but it may be interested in bidding for the LME in the future, said the people familiar with its thinking. And then the final story is from the Wall Street Journal. SEC to float proposals to get small investors better prices on stock trades. The Securities and Exchange Commission signaled plans to issue four proposals next week that aim to help small investors get better prices on their stock trades. The SEC said Wednesday its five-member commission will consider proposing the rules in an open meeting December 14th. If a majority of the panel, which includes Gary Gensler and two other Democrats, support the proposal, they will be open to public comment before the SEC decides whether to finalize them. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.